days that were blocked off from Hesped and Tainus respectively because of things that occurred on those days, even though we have the notion that today is Batla Megillas Tainus. So just wanted to read this back into the Mishnah. And then we'll just see it in the Gemara. So this is on Tesvav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah says, Kol HaKasav Megillas Tainus Delo LeMispeid, if it's already that there's no Hesped, right? You can't even have eulogies. So Lefanav Asur LaAcharav Mutter. So we don't want you to have a eulogy beforehand to carry over, but afterwards is not a problem. Rabbi Yossi, right, takes a sort of a wider perspective and says, no, Lefanav LaAcharav Asur. Right, so we sort of block out the time both before and afterwards. So Lelehis No'a. So if it's a day where there's no tainus, lefana v'lachrav mutter. So the Stam Mishnah, quote, the view is that the day before and after, it would be mutter to have a tainus. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lefana v'aser, it's a little bit of a frame shift, says you wouldn't have a tainus before, but la'acharav would be mutter. So again, you can't fast a certain day. We don't want you fasting into that day. It's like Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, unless you're dealing with a tainus chalom. Kind of an issue, but Sunday he doesn't see a problem. Okay, so let's now see this in the Gemara. This is the Zayin of Beis. Kol HaKasav Menegilas Tainus So LeMispeid LeFanav Aser LaAcharav Mutter. So Tanu Rabbanan Ilein Yomaya Delo LeHisna'a Behon. Okay, these are the days that's why it's called Megillas Tainus, that you cannot have a Tainus. There are various celebrations that happen. Yud Ches Amud Beis, we'll talk about then. Miktsason Delo LeMispeid Behon. A subset of them, not only can you not have Tainus, but you can't even have something which is less visceral. Certain sense, you can't even have Hesped. Okay, so that's what we have. It's a list of these days. Miresh Yarcha Denisad Vad Timnaya Be Isukum Timida Delo LeMispeid Behon. So from the beginning of Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, so Rashi explains that there was a debate over whether a yachid would be able to be makriv a karban tamid. We, the rabbinic Jews, are finally minatzeach, the tzedukim, the baitusim, and those days were consecrated. This one, sort of the debate happened. Pasuk says, as a keves echad ta'ase baboker. So you might read that as saying, what? As a keves echad ta'ase baboker. But we say, no, if you continue on, right, you want to look at the broader context of the Pesukim, it says, Tishmeru lahakriv li b'moado. It's b'lashon rabim. Okay. Delo l'misbed behod. Mitimnaya be ad sof moada isusav chaga d'shvuaya. The Gemara is going to question language a second. Delo l'misbed behod. So Amar Mar, Marish Yarecha denisa timnaya be esukam tamida delo l'misbed. Lama li Marish Yarecha lema mitre b'nisan. You don't need the reason of the victory over the heretics with respect to the Karban Tamid. You need that for the second day, you need that for the third day, you need that for the fourth day, you need that for the seventh and the eighth day. Rosh Chodesh Guva Yom Tifu V'Aser. So Rosh Chodesh would have never been subject to a Tainus. Amirav L'Nitzchal Al-Aser Yom Shalafanav. What we're looking to do is to fit this into the broader categories of Megillas Tainus, L'Aser Yom Shalafanav, right? If it was only, let's say, Midin Rosh Chodesh, maybe wouldn't have that. Shlifanav Nami, typically, Dehavale Yom Shalifne Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, well, pray tell, why would it be any different? So the Gemara says something really interesting. Rosh Chodesh, Daraisa, Daraisa, Lobay Chizik. Tani Yom Yolei La'aksuv Migalas Tadis, Ivneim La'achareim Asurim, Shabbasus Yom Mitovin Asurin, Ivneim La'achareim Mutarin, Mahafresh Ben Zelazah, Halalu Devre Torah, Halalu Devre Torah, Devre Torah, Trichim Chizik, Halalu Devre Sofrim, Devrei Sofrim Trichin Chizik, things that are of origination in Megillas Tainus, those are purely rabbinic in nature. Things that are rabbinic in nature, we really want to be mechazik them. Whereas things that are of a Torah nature, we're not afraid people are going to spill over before or after, because everybody's going to respect it. It comes from the Torah itself, right? Even the Tzedukim and the Baitusim themselves should theoretically respect it. Okay, and as a consequence, if Rosh Chodesh is really Da'araisa, right? Rosh Chodesh Da'araisa, what does that mean, Rosh Chodesh Da'araisa? Rashi quotes the Pasuk from Eicha, Kara Alayim Oveh Lishbor Bachurai, with respect to Rosh Chodesh Av, right? We're almost there tomorrow night. So, what exactly is implied by all this, I think, is a very, very, very fair question. So again, the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh Da'araisa. So I think the best way of explaining this without resorting to fancier explanation based on various Rishonim like the Ramban, but the simple way of saying that Rosh Chodesh is Iker Doraisa, meaning what? As opposed to things in Megillas Tainis, which are commemorating historical events that happened in the rabbinic era. Go ahead, Kiva.
Rosh Chodesh. The first Rosh Chodesh
was
in the Torah.
Right, so Rosh Chodesh is of Torah status in terms of the Karban Musaf, in terms of other elements of Rosh Chodesh, right? So it's, you know, Ikaro Midivrei Torah, even if not every aspect of Rosh Chodesh is going to be Midivrei Torah. Okay, so again, it's called the Moed, not in the Torah itself, but even the Gemara in Erech kind of assumes that it has Moed. The only reason it doesn't have a full Halal, according to the Gemara, is it Ikdish Basias Malacha. There's no formal Isser Malacha. Minhagim, Nashim. Amar Mar Mitinaya Be'ad Sof Moada Yisusav Chaga Deshwai Lola Misbeid Solamali Ad Sof Moed Lema Ad HaMoed Moed Gufa Yontif Uva Asar Amar Papa Kedem Rav Lonitzrachal Asar Yom Shalafan Av Hachanami Lonitzrachal Asar Yom Shalafan. So here too, the reason that we included Shavuos instead of just saying Shavuos is a separate issue, it's not because of Megillas Tainis, but because it's a Torah level holiday, we wanted to apply the Megillas Tainis standards. What's the Megillas Tainis standards? La'asar, sometimes Yom Shel Lefanav, so here would be Yom Shel Acharav. Keman Kerb Yosi Damar Bein Lefanav Bein Acharav Asar. So Yehachi Be'esrim V'tisha Na'ami, so the 29th day of Adar, Ma'iriya Dehavi Yoma Demekami Yoma Demesukam Temida. So, you know, why do you have to rely on the fact that it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which again, that was the days of the polemics between the rabbinic Jews and the Sadducees about whether or not the Karban Tamid could possibly be a Karban Yachid. Typically, the Havalei Yoma, the Basar, Esrin V'timnaya Bey. So you all will sit here and say, what's the 28th day of Adar? I'm not familiar with the holiday on that day. That's true, but Lamegillas Tainis, okay? But they were familiar with it. The Tanya Esrin V'timnaya Bey, Asas v'shurta tevasal yudai delo yidin mina raisa shepamachas nigzir gzera al yisrael shalo yasku b'torah v'shal yimolu es b'neim. It's pretty bad stuff. V'sheyichalalu shabasos. That's even worse, right? It's telling people you can't learn Torah, you can't do certain things, but that they have to be mechalal Shabbos. Me'asa Yehuda ben Shamu v'chaver v'holchu v'nadlu etzem imaternisa achash kol dole romi mitzuyin etzla. That is not a compliment to her, by the way, but she apparently had good advice. Amalahem imdu vihivginu, that means tsa'aku. You should, Rashi and Tosfos say, that you should, you know, daven with very great intensity. Belaila. Halchu vihivginu belaila amru. Ishamayim lochem anachnu, b'nei av echar anachnu, lo b'nei machas anachnu, man ishtanenu mikaluma veloshon. Shatam gozer malenu gzeros ros, ubitlum vosa yom aso yom tov. So that's the yichus of the 28th day. Adar, that it had this story, there was this incredible tefillah where basically we protested. We said to God, you know, what's all this religious discrimination about? How are we different? Is our blood not red? We gave a whole Shylock speech, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, I guess you're right. Asau Yom Tov. Am Rabbi Lo Nitzrecha L'Chodesh M'Ubar. Okay, so the answer is that, well, it could be that the 29th day will not always be the day before Rosh Chodesh, right? Because the 29th day could be the day before Rosh Chodesh, right? So there's two days in the Rishonim. Are we talking about a Shana Mu'ubaris? The simple reading, as Tosos asserts, is that what we're dealing with here is you have 30 days in Adar, Bizman, Kiddush HaChodesh, was al pi Re'iya. Fine. Ravashi Amar Afilu Teim V'lechodesh Chaser Kol Shel Acharav B'tainis Aser Behesbin Mutter, Vizah Hoil Mutal Bin Shte Yamim Tovim, Asau Ki Yam Tiv Atzmo, Vafilu Behesbin Namios. There's another way of thinking about it. He says, if it's already bookended by the 28th and Rosh Chodesh, even if we would say that Kaviya de Yarcha, that you're not going to have an extra day, so it would be a little bit funny to have the 28th and Rosh Chodesh, and then in the middle have an island where we wouldn't observe some special quality of the day. Okay. So Amr Mar Mitinaya Bey Vat Sof Mwadi Yusuf Chagad Shvuaya Lola Misbe Lamali the Memor Mitinaya Bey Lema Mitisha Bey Mitinaya Gufe Asr Dehavala Yoma Di Isukam Bey Tvida. Right? So the 8th should be included in that day also. Kiva Dilu Mikla Le Milsa Ubatalina Le Shiva Tinaya Gufe Asr Dehavala Yoma Kama the Susav Bey Chaga Dishwai. Okay, but if that reason would be Batel, we would need the other reasons. The Gemara says, okay, but if that were really true, Hashadash is Lahachi, Esr Vitishanami, Kevandilo Mikla Milsa, Ubatlini, Lesser Vitinaya, which actually did happen, right? If we're not going to have the days that are recorded in Megillas Tainus as days that are observed anymore, so Esr Vitisha Gufe, Asr, the Havala Yoma de Mekame, Yoma de Isukam Tmida. Okay, nonetheless, there would still be a separate reason. So Itmar, Rabbi Chia Barasi, Amarav, Halacha Kerbiosi, Moshe Paskin, like Rabbi Yossi's more blanket view, that we take the Yom Shalafanav and Yom Shalachrav when it came to Hesped, at least the Yom Shalafanav when it comes to Tainus, or Shmuel Amar Halacha Kerimeyer, Miyamar Shmuel Hachi, Meatani, Rishunum Lealomer, Matam Lomer, Behon, Behon, Shtei Pa'amim. Again, you know, Tamid Lomar, you think it's actually talking about a Pasuk, but we're treating Megillah as Tainus, which is a written text, as if, you know, we're darshing it like a Pasuk, like Tamid Lomer, Behon, Behon, Shtei Pa'amim. Lomel chashen asurin, lifneim lacharehen mutarin. Behon, meaning only on these days, but afterwards and before is really mutar. Amr Shmuel lachar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that we actually paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So mikara savar, kevan de lekatana de mekel kerib meyer, amr halacha kerib meyer. When Rabbi Meir was the most mekel view, in terms of the surrounding days, for Hesped and Tainus, he said we should paskin like Reb Meir. Kevin the Shemler Shimon Gamliel to make el tvei Amar halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Rashi explains that the impetus of Shmuel was basically to say, look, this is all derabbanan, that you couldn't have a tainus on this day, that you couldn't have a hesped on this day. So he doesn't think that there are any real grounds to expand this. So he says, give me the most mekel tana that you could possibly find, and I'll paskin like him. When Reb Meir was the most mekel tana that I was aware of, I'll paskin like Reb Meir. You tell me Reb Shimon Gamliel says it have no impact on the days before and after. So I'll pass in like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. V'chinam Arbalim, Rabbi Chia Barabar, Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chia Labali, Asabar Lecha, Kem Rabbi Yochanan, Lach Rabbi Yossi, Adelo Lehisno, Miyamar Rabbi Yochanan, Hacham Rabbi Yochanan, Lach Kestam Mishno. We don't pass in like Rabbi Yossi, we pass in like Rabbi Meir. It's not, Aval Pishamar Magdimin, V'lo Ma'achrin, Mutarin V'hespeid V'tainis. This is connecting it back to Purim. I'll stop in just a moment to make a comment about this. So Amos, Ilema b'nei chabesar v'kar le'bi'ar be'isar, u'mishari b'aksiv megillas tainis yom arba asar bo, v'yom chamisha asar bo, yom yifirayin undelo l'misbed behon amareva, lo nitzrcha l'asar et sholzeh bazeh, v'esholzeh bazeh. V'ela b'nei arbesar v'kakar le'bitzleisar, yom niknor hu. Okay, so it can't possibly be tleisar, because that's a separate day. We'll get to what yom niknor is in a second. Vela b'nei arbesar v'karilei b'treisar yom toryanasu. So elav t'kakarulei b'chadesar, they were reading on the 11th, uktani mutar behesped uvetainis. The implication would be that they could actually have hesped and tainis on the day that they're reading Megillah. Velo, right, is this not the case? B'nei arbasar v'kakarulei b'treisar u'tikakamar yom toryanasu yom toryanas gufei b'tulei b'tuluhu. This day doesn't exist anymore. Ahoel v'neher gubo shmaya v'achia echav. Okay. And the Gemara is going to explain what the bitul was about. So there's two outstanding questions that we're going to have to deal with now. So one of them is, granted that we don't have any of the days of Megillas Tainus anymore, the nullification of Megillas Tainus does not nullify Chanukah and Purim. So Tosus raises a very important question here, on Amud Aleph. Tosus says, oh, wait a second. If Chanukah and Purim stand, of all the days that are listed in Megillas Tainus, Delo Misbeid Behon, Delo Lehisna'a Behon, so then Lefanav should be Aser B'Tainus, which for us would be a problem. For Tainus Esther. So Tosus proffers two answers. The answer that I want to focus on for now was really, I think, very fascinating. He says, that's a misunderstanding of what we mean when we say, Batla Megillas Tainus Chutz Mechanukah V'Purim. No, really, Megillas Tainus doesn't exist anymore. The concepts of Megillas Tainus don't exist. There is no restriction on Lifnehem L'Acharehem. When we say Chutz Mechanukah V'Purim, We don't mean according to the standards of Megillas Tainis. Those standards are obliterated. There's nothing left in terms of Lefanav u'la'acharav. What we mean is that Chanukah and Purim continue to exist. You'll see how that explains the Gemara in a second. Okay. So, typically the Havale Yom Shalifne Niknoram or Vashi Hashta Iu Gufe Batlu, the date is Nigas Nimor Mishum Yom Niknor Nekum Vinigzar. We're not going to establish anything based on a day that no longer is marked. Okay, so the Gemara is going to say the following. My Niknor, my Triyanis, what are these days? Tanya Niknor Echad Meafir Chayavanim Haya. He was a Greek officer. V'chol Yom V'yom Haya Menef Yado. Al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim v'Omer a Masai Tipol b'Yadi v'Er Misena. So when will I be able to conquer these cities? Ukshagavr Malchus beis Chashmonai v'Nitzchum Katzatu b'Honos Yada v'Raglav. My goodness. Utalom v'Shari Yerushalayim v'Amru Peshaya Medaber b'Gaiva v'Yadayim Shahiu Menifos al Yerushalayim Tase Bohem Nekama. So this was a day that was celebrated because of the violent and highly graphic vengeance that was visited upon Niknor. Okay. My Toryanus, Amruk Shabikesh Toryanus, Laroges Lulyanus Vipapus Echav Biludkia. This is a very important story in terms of Kiddush Hashem. Amr lahem, ime amo shechananim yishol ve'azar ya'atem yavo aloichem yatzil aschem miyadi, kederech shehitzil aschananim yishol ve'azar. He basically says to them, look, if you're Jews, like chananim yishol ve'azar, I'm sure your God will save you. Miyad, miyad nebuchadnezzar. So amr lechananim yishol ve'azar yatzadikim gomor mihayu, ru'yim hayu le'esos neis lahem neis, v'nebuchadnezzar melech hagun haya, v'roi lasos neis al yado. V'oso rasha had yod hu. Okay, so you're not Nebuchadnezzar. Ve'enu roi lasos nes al yado ve'anu, and we're not Chananya Mishael ve'Azariah nischayavnu kli alamakom or hariga alamakom. Im ena tahoragnu harbe horgim yesh alamakom. Shades of the Ravid here, right? Harbe shulcham alamakom. Harbe dubim v'arayo seish alamakom ba'olamo shepogim banu v'horgin osanu lo misaranu kadosh baruch hu biyadcha. This is not going to end like Chananya, Mishael, and Azariah, they told them. The Shnei Achim Blut. Gel Sha'asi li pareya damenu miyadcha. But God will avenge us from you. Aval pichein haragan miyad. So he killed them right away. Amelo zazim yicham ad shabau diople miromi. Officers came from Rome. Upatsu es mocho begizrin. And they split his head open. Toryanus's head. So that day became a day of celebration as well. Okay. These days no longer exist, but just in case anybody was wondering, is there any historical precedent in Yahadus for celebrating the violent death of our enemies? You might point to Tainus Yitchas Amid Beis as pretty explicit examples. But after all, hey, Batlam Megillas Tainus. One thing I did want you to know, the Gemara of Basra cites this as a very important precedent. Beludkia hulod v'hainu darmina b'choduchta haruge lod in kolbiria yichol alamod b'mechitzasan began Eden. So it's also, you see reference here in the Masoret Hashas, Psachim Daf Nun. That's where we have that story about, what's going on in the Olam HaEmes, Asher Mishabalokan v'talmuda biyado. Right, Olam Hafuchos Ra'isi. So part of the Eidos that comes back is it's very important to know Torah. Ashrei mi shebalakan v'talmuda biyado. And they're saying that Haruge Lod Ein Kol Biryal Yichol Lamod B'mechitzas. Not the Rambam Paskins La'alacha and Yisodei Torah. So the Rabbi Kiva v'chaveirav, people will die al Kiddush Hashem. So the Rashi's view is that it was a reference to these Achim. So what exactly were... it was the first half of the story. Again, we just have the second half of the story. So he says, V'yesh omrim shenagru al bito shel melech. You guys will give me the English expression for this. Shenimtzeis haruga. V'amru ha-yehudim hargua. V'gazru gzeira al sonem shel Yisrael. V'amdu elu padu Yisrael v'amru. Anu haragnua v'harag ha-melech le'elu bilvad. Well, so this is a very fascinating shita in Rashi. And not an obvious thing, but a really interesting one that I just wanted to talk about for a second. So what would the English expression be for this? That there was going to...
The interesting got it in the chat.
Right. Okay. Right. And there's going to be a blood libel. And they kill all the Jews. Excuse me. So that's a very courageous thing. But it becomes a really interesting halachic matter. Why do I say that? And none of this, by the way, discourse is supposed to diminish for a second. You know, I think the incredible courage. Not this year, but the previous year, on Yom HaShoah, I was listening to a survivor, Tanweb Memorial. He told this story, Mamish. He said that, I forget what the minor, there was been some minor infraction. And the SS officer lined everybody up and basically said, I'm going to shoot everybody unless the person who took, I don't know, whatever, the potato, I think it was a potato, who took the potato admits it. So he said, some guy stepped forward and said, I took the potato. And the guy shot him and walked away and everybody else went back to work. So, based on the details of the story, the survivor was saying he didn't think it ever happened. It was kind of like Imanu Hayisam. He didn't think the guy was even there. But he thinks he decided to save everybody. And it's like Haruge Lut. So that the Gemara would say about that, Ein kol bir yachol lamad milchitzasan. So what's the halachic issue? So there is a halachic issue, not just in terms of self-harm, but the svara that the Gemara gives in terms of Yaharik Vel Yavor, it's a really interesting svara. And the Bali Atosos jump right on this in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, it's really interesting. The Gemara doesn't quote a pasuk. The Gemara quotes a pasuk to link Arayos to Shvichos Damim, but the Gemara just says, Mi Yemar de Dama Didach Sumak Tvei, Dilma Dama de Haugavra Sumak Tvei. As it's a Gemara that militates in the direction of inaction. You wouldn't be able to kill that other person because who's to say, quote unquote, that your blood is any redder than his blood? But, the Bali Tosfos point is out on the spot, doesn't mean that his blood is redder than your blood. Right? If he were in the reverse situation, it wouldn't be like he could kill you. And even if somebody wanted to use you as a human cannonball, and you wouldn't be allowed to be active in any of this, but tie you up and drop you, it's a horrible image, on a very vulnerable human life. So it sounds like from this Gemara that your responsibility, to quote from another section of the Gemara, would be to be karka olam, etan biwal. So you can't be active. You can't be active, right? Because that would then be chovo ba'atzmo. So this Gemara is a very interesting counterweight to that. Because this Gemara suggests, for hatzalas harabim, it might be different. Why do I mention this? So there was a case. You guys are too young to remember. In 2006, so you were very, very young then. Very young, too young to remember. So there was a case in the Second Lebanon War where this came up. Yeah, go ahead. Yannison, go ahead. I didn't see your hand before.
I'm sorry, is this where... I think they were in a building and they didn't know whether to go at the second floor to save the people out there or to go on the first floor also.
So that might be, I don't know that story. I'm not saying that it's not relevant. I just don't know. But there was a live grenade There was a live grenade around a group of soldiers. A very religious soldier, not just a soldier, an officer, a high-ranking officer, covered the grenade with his body to save the soldiers around him. Said Shema, covered the grenade with his body, and he died. Roei Klein is his name. So that was a very clear case of the grenade had exploded and not been absorbed by his body, so that would, in all likelihood, have killed multiple, so whoever was in the immediate area. So that could be a literal application of Harugei Lud, Ein kol biri yichol lamad b'vechitzasan v'gan Eden. A person sacrifices themselves. There are slight nuances. It could have been that his calculation was that he was a bar ketala anyway because he wasn't going to get away. So the only question left, was he going to save these, you know, as opposed to these shnei achin? But it could also be the same. Because let's say if you go back to my case from the Shoah that I heard last year. So if you really believe the guy, so then everybody's going to die. And the only question is somebody going to be able to save everybody else? So all of these cases are similar. There might be slight nuances between them, but it's a very important exception to the overriding principle of miyemar d'damad didach simaktvei, d'damad d'ahu gavra simaktvei, militating in favor of inaction. If there's hatzalas harabim involved, that might change the equation. A very, very important line in the Gemara. Okay, so Harugei Lod, these Shnei Achen, Lilianus and Papus, are very important figures, and they figure very prominently in all of these discussions of Kiddush Hashem. You'll see it referenced all the time. Okay, so back to, I guess, slightly more prosaic. Ein goes in Tainus Alatzibur, Betchile Bechamishe, Ein goes in Roshe Chadashim, so Kamah Betchala. So once we start, when do we say that you can carry on? Revacha Amar Shalosh, that you don't have a unit of Tanios until you've actually observed three. We don't pass in that way. Rabasi Amar Acha. So once you have established one, so then you would continue on with the others, even if it conflicted with a particular day. So Amar Yehuda Marav, Zodivir Meirish, Amar Mishur Mishim Goliyol, Chamomrim Misanu Mashlim. See what that means in a second. Teresh Marzutra Mishrei Rav Huna, Halacha Misana Umashlim. So Rashi says, okay, Ad Chashecha, you actually finish the Tainus. Tosa says, Halacha Misana Umashlim, Perish Ha, the Kapasak, Halacha Misana Umashlim, Arosh Chodesh Kai, Dia Chanaka Vapurim, but let's say Chanaka and Purim were sort of on the days that, so to speak, interrupted the string of Tanios, Eino Yachol Hisanos, the Yom Mishta Visimcha Ksiv. That is a really interesting line. Yom Mishta Visimcha Ksiv. So I would say, okay, Yom Mishta Visimcha Ksiv. On what? That's a pasuk in Megillas Esther about Purim. So Tosfos is making a really interesting Heyara. He's saying whatever is true of Purim is true of Chanukah. They're like a unit in Halacha. Remember, like we said before, that Megillas Tainus is Batel, Chutz mi Chanukah uPurim. Like though the standards are one and the same. So that's something to be very aware of. Yo Mishta v'Simcha Ksiv. So again, to review, the Baalei HaTosfos have two very important Hayaros. One of them is this equation between Chanukah and Purim, and two is a complete revisiting of the notion of Megillas Tainus being Batel Chutz miChanukah uPurim. Doesn't mean that Chanukah and Purim are the two remaining days from Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is destroyed. That's what allows us to have Tainus Esther. There is no Lifneim LaChareihem issue any longer. It's just that Megillah and Purim, Purim and Chanukah, transcended Megillah's Tainus. So I wanted to put these two Tosfos in together and make a suggestion. You probably already see where I'm going. Maybe the Balei Tosfos held this way. Maybe the Balei Tosfos thought Megillas Tainis as a text is not extant. It's not relevant. But the reason that Chanukah and Purim can continue to exist, and again, you could have a Tainis the day before Purim, the Hespeh the day before. So how does that happen? It's because they have something else to rest on. Ksiv, Yom Mishta V'Simcha. So you'll all sit here and say, that's good for Purim, but how is that going to explain Chanukah? So the Balei Tosfos maybe came from the perspective that somehow Purim and Chanukah were like integrated. You see that. They say, oh, Mishta V'Simcha Ksiv. It says about Purim. I don't know why I would say that about Chanukah. So maybe the Balei Tosfos L'Shitasam held that Megillas Tainis was Batal Mevutal. Legamre. But the fact that there's a Ksov Zosi Karim B'Sefer, right, Kitvuni L'Doros, allows Purim to exist, and Purim breathes life into Chanukah. Now, that's something that really requires explanation, is how do you establish this, you know, Hekesh, so to speak, in Purim and Chanukah. Really interesting. You know, in the Gemara, I just want to point this out, because we take it for granted, everything's like, well, what do you mean? You know, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chafalov, talks about Chanukah. But when the Gemara in Shabbos wants to know, my Chanukah, what is it quote from? You guys all remember the Gemara by heart. My Chanukah, Yimei Chanukah Timnaya Inun, de lo misbeid behon, de lo lisnoa behon, shebechafei bekislev, it quotes in the Megillas Tainis. Right, that's why it sounds a lot like our Gemara. That's what it references. Remember it, right? Yimei Chanukah Timnaya Inun, de lo misbeid behon, de lo lisnoa behon, shebechafei bekislev. So anyway, I'm just suggesting that none of it was really obvious in advance, but the Balei Tosfos were operating on the basis of a theory that Chanukah and Purim were integrated one with the other, and they could say, "Oh, Mishta V'Simcha Ksiv by Purim," but that will have immediate implications for Chanukah as well. And the Shitasam, that's why it means that Megillas Tainis is Batel. Not Chutz Mechanic and Purim, but that's the one last part of Megillas Tainis that remains. But Chanukah and Purim exist because they have independent sourcing, even if that sourcing is actually only rooted in Purim itself, Megillas Esther. Okay, let's hold it up there, and God willing, we will continue on tomorrow.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you. Have a good night.